Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing and Other Sins will challenge you to guess the identity of our mystery composer. This mystery composer wasn't famous for writing art song, though he did write plenty, and also collected folk songs. Let's begin with two performances of the same art song by this composer. This song begins, "It was not the wind blowing from above that touched the leaves on a moonlit night. It was you who touched my soul."
Заносил холодным снегом.
You just heard two beautiful performances of the lovely It Was Not the Wind Blowing from Above by our mystery composer. By the way, if you already recognize this song and you're the first to email me the composer's name, you'll find your name in the hallowed halls of Master Musicologist on the Singing and Other Sins website. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find the place to contact me. Let me give you another hint. Though on this program he's as yet unidentified, you'll recognize his name. He's well known. I mentioned that he collected folk songs. Let's hear one. Though you clearly recognize that as a major tune in Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, Tchaikovsky is not our mystery composer. He just used that folk song in his symphony. Let's return to another art song, which in this composer's homeland are referred to as romance. This Pushkin poem is called On the Hills of Georgia. The place in Russia, not the U.S. The darkness of night over the hills of Georgia, the river rushes noisily before me. I feel sad, but happy sorrow, my sorrow is full of you alone.
Ночная мгла шумит орагва предо мною. Мне грустно и легко. Печаль моя.
You can probably hear that these singers sang Russian words, and so that's your next hint. Our mystery composer is indeed Russian, and here's a portion of a symphony that he wrote.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mystery Composer edition of Singing and Other Sins. You heard a bit of one of his symphonies just now, and your next hint, he wasn't famous for writing symphonies or concertos, but he did write a lot of operas. An opera aria from one of the many operas written by our mystery composer. But since this program features art songs, let's return to another of that genre. This one is called The Octave. Don't think you can discover divine mysteries of poetic harmony from books of wise men. On shores of calm waters, roaming alone, listen with all your soul to the whispering of the reeds. Your verse will pour forth in this harmony. two different performances of The Octave, one of the 77 romancer or art songs written by our unidentified composer. If you've already recognized his style and can identify him, go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find a place to contact me. The first correct answer I receive will find their name on our Master Musicologists page. Let's hear another hint that will come from the exotic sounds of the next art song, perhaps his most famous. It's about the rose and the nightingale. It seems that the flower has enchanted the nightingale, and you'll hear that our unnamed composer gives a wonderful melisma to the singer at the end to demonstrate the smitten song of the bird.
Песням внемлет, на лире так певец иной поет для девы молодой, а дева знает, кому поет и от чего печальный певец.
After those two performances of The Rose and the Nightingale, I'm guessing that many of you have already recognized our mystery composer. But here's another hint. He was part of Russia's Mighty Handful, or the Group of Five. These were composers who were meant to utilize Russian elements in their compositions and not just imitate European models. In the following overture on Russian themes, you'll hear that the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins wrote variations on Russian folk songs.
Thank you.
identified this Singing and Other Sins mystery composer yet? Let's hear a final art song performed by two major singers that may seal the deal for you. The poem is another by Pushkin. Oh, what in the silence of the nights do I dream in secret? Okay, if you haven't already emailed me at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins, this final hint will tell you the name of our mystery composer. Yes, indeed. That's an excerpt from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. To close this Rimsky-Korsakov edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear his romancer, or art song, called The Clouds Begin to Scatter. You can go to the playlist at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and learn the names of the artists that you heard on this afternoon's Mystery Composer edition. I hope you've enjoyed it. You can leave your suggestions and comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There, you can also find an archive of many previous programs. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Во тьму